Well, he's had a very quiet, uneventful couple of weeks since the election, but I'm delighted to be joined by Nigel Farage, the leader of UKIP. Nigel, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, we just had a caller on accusing David Cameron of stealing UKIP's immigration policies. Is that what's happened today?
Well, he talked about health tourism. I mean, goodness me, when I did that, I was shouted down by the establishment. And he even nicked my phrase, we're not pulling up the drawbridge, but trying to control who comes over it. So, yes, he's aping everything I've been saying over the course of the last year. And it's all being done, Ian, as an attempt to hide these appalling immigration figures. He's within 2,000 net per year of the absolute peak during the years of Tony Blair. He has failed completely and totally and utterly, and he thinks that the honeymoon period post the election, using a bit of the Farage rhetoric, will get him through it and will carry him through a successful European referendum campaign. Do you know what? I rather doubt it.
Well, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Shouldn't you welcome a sinner that repenteth?
I would welcome Mr. Cameron following me if his rhetoric led to reality and action. But can I tell you that I was there yesterday in the well of the European Parliament in Strasbourg with the big European Union bosses, and the one thing that is not up for renegotiation as part of Britain's deal is the free movement of nearly 500 million people, all of whom, if they wish, can come to the United Kingdom. And that is not even up for discussion. So if Dave, as he likes to be called, had really genuinely taken my position, I'd be happy. Frankly, he's behaving like a con man.
That's a strong word to use.
It's a very strong word to use, and I say it because I absolutely mean it.
We're obviously quite some way away from a referendum. I know you said you think it might happen earlier than planned, maybe in May next year. But do you honestly think that there is no way that David Cameron and his colleagues can negotiate anything on the free movement of Labour? You think that the various European countries are absolutely set dead against that? Because if he can't do that, you are right. There is nothing that can be done to stem the flow of people into this country from the EU.
Well, and don't forget that right now Greece is on the verge of possibly being forced out of the euro this summer. We've got massive youth unemployment rates in the Mediterranean. We've equally got this new exodus of people from North Africa coming over. And I've warned that amongst them would be ISIS people. And indeed, one was arrested yesterday in Rome, who directly was part of the murder of 21 tourists in Tunisia. So all of this is welling up. Let me tell you, Angela Merkel and others in Europe would rather Britain left the European Union than change the free movement rules, because to do that would mean unpicking the European treaties. And if you unpick Britain, then Austria and Sweden and Finland would want the same thing too. It simply cannot happen.
What would you define as good immigration?
A good immigration is controlled immigration with sensible numbers and the right kind of people. And the right kind of people, as the Australians do it, are, you know, under 45, have skills and trades to bring, don't have criminal records, and bring their own health insurance. And I'm sure if we did that, and if we returned to the kind of normality that we had from 1950 to 1998, where net migration to Britain was 30,000 people a year, and if all your listeners knew that every one of them wasn't going to be a burden on public services, had skills to bring, then I think we could open up and say, look, you know, we don't care whether you come from India or New Zealand. What we want are good people from all over the world in controlled numbers. That would command massive majority support in this country.
What about his suggestion or his proposal that anybody who's found to be working illegally in this country would have their wages confiscated? I mean, it sounds quite a tough policy. How would it work in practice, do you think?
Well, when you've been to Eton, been to Oxbridge, worked in the research office, been a member of parliament, never actually met or lived or worked in the real world, that's the kind of thing you would say. Real people understand that illegal immigrants don't have national insurance numbers, don't pay tax and national insurance, they earn cash in the black economy. And it just sums up how completely out of touch Cameron and our politicians are that he could even make that suggestion.
So you think because he's posh, he doesn't know what he's talking about?
I think he hasn't got a clue.